Blog Talk Radio.
Forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge God, and He will direct your path. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. My favorite verse. Is our Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. So let's have a word of prayer before I begin reading today's lesson. Our Father in heaven, we, your sheep, thank you for this day and every day that you allow us to live and rejoice and be glad in it. Most of all, we thank you for a sound mind, good health, wealth, education, our family, and all that you have allowed us to have and accomplish while we are on this earth. We thank you so much, Father. Now, happy Sabbath day, everybody. You know to have your King James Version of the Bible, a cold glass of water, your pen or paper, your pen or pencil, and paper. Now we're going to start reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 24. And if it's God's will, I will finish reading chapter 4 and finish reading all of 24 and then finish reading all of chapter 25. So let's get started. Matthew chapter 24. Oh, let me just say this before I get started. Last week, Matthew 23, Jesus was telling the scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees, all those people who are religious teachers, he told them all. He told them all. So if you like, go back and read it yourself, or you can listen to this program again and hear it yourself. But, you know, he was telling them, they were like blind leading the blind. Let's get started. Matthew chapter 24. Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down." Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, who will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age, or the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Let's number these, okay? Take heed that no man deceives you." That's one. "For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many." That's two. "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet." That's three. "For nations will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famine." You know, famine is hungry. Have you seen some of the African countries where there is no food? It's dry in places. "Pestilences," that's like different diseases. For, you know, like right now, I have a cold, and my sinuses are stopped up. But, you know, I'm thankful to God that's not a disease. You know, all kinds of diseases, that's what pestilences are. And then earthquakes in various places. Well, there was an earthquake this past week in Italy, someplace over that way. That's number four. "All these are the beginnings of sorrow. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake." That's right. "And they will," "and then many will be offended." Well, offended, that means to feel upset or, you know, don't like for you to do that. "They will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another." And that's six. "Then many false prophets." Well, you know what a false prophet is, don't you? That's someone who predicts something or makes a claim that is not true, that doesn't come to pass. That's what I think a false prophet is. And let's start again. "These false prophets will rise up and deceive many." That's seven. "Because lawlessness will abound." That means a large amount of lawlessness, people doing things that are against the law or against what we believe should be done. You know, like all kinds of rapes and murders and thefts. That's what people are doing these days. And let's start again. "And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Verse 8. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. So we're going to have to put on a tough skin, sheep, because we want to be saved. We've caught enough hell down here. We want to go with where the Lord is. And I mean where God is. Because sometimes the Lord, we can take the word Lord out of context. The Lord, that could be somebody that's over you. You can call the president like a Lord. Or over in England, you can call the queen and her people Lords. Okay, let's move on to verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. All right, so there's 10 things right there. You remember that number 10. Once this gospel is preached to all of the world and to all the nations, and then the end will come. But there's more. Therefore, when you see the apparition of desolation, that's like something destroyed, devastation, something being brought to ruin, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place. Whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountain. Let him who is on the rooftop not come down and take anything out of the house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And let me, I'll tell you this after I read this verse. And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. For years I thought that when I read flight, that would be something like a space exploration. But I went to a Seventh-day Adventist church, and I met this lady. I want to say her name, but I will not. And if she ever listens to this program, I would just say this bridge at the end of her name because she helped direct me. We're not talking about space exploration there when it talks about flight. We're talking about a war. Let not the war come in winter or on the Sabbath. And you know how cold it gets in the winter. And then the Sabbath day is the holy day of God. So that's what that means about flight. It is not about some type of space exploration as I had thought about, I thought about for myself. And I was wrong on that, and I will admit when I'm wrong, for the most part. So I thank Mrs. Bridge for, and that's not her real name. Just let us say that. That is not her real name, but nonetheless, she is the one that directed me to that correction that's talking about war. That it not come in the winter or start on a Sabbath day. And I pray that it does not start in the winter or on the Sabbath day. Let's pick up reading verse 21. Then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Oh, I hope those days will be shortened. And I think those days are, because look at how fast we are in the month of June. Can you believe it? It is June already. And well, I'm an older woman now, so time seems to be going by fast to me. Then, let's pick up at verse 23. Then, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or look, there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders, so as to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Ooh, I stopped numbering those. What you all do, sheep, is go back and number those. Okay? So he's saying, I have told you beforehand. So you know the things to look for. Let's pick up reading at verse 26. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out or look. He is in the inner room. Do not believe it. From the east, let's see, for as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. Now that is very quick. That's very quick. The lightning flash in the east, and is in the west. Have you noticed lightning doing that? If you get an opportunity to see it, you watch it. That's very quick. Let's pick up in verse 28. For wherever the carcass, and of course, you know, a carcass is like dead remains of an animal, is there the eagles will be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulations of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the power of the heavens will be shaken. Then the Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven and with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds of the ends of the earth. Gather his elect together from the four winds, from the end of heaven to the other. And now you'll find that also in the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 1 through 3. Now, learn the parable from the fig tree. When its branches has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that the summer is near. So you also know when you see these things, those 10 things that I read before, plus the other things that I forgot to number for you, you go back and number yourself. When you see those things, you know that it is near. That is at the very door. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will not by no means pass away till all these things are fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But of that day and hour, no one knows. No, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So if someone tells you today, tomorrow is going to be the end of life, or, you know, the end is coming, don't believe that. And we just read that no one knows that day, not even the angels in heaven, only God, only our Father in heaven knows that day. Let's continue reading. And we're at verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. or in the days before the flood, you know, with Noah's story, there was a flood. And by the way, there are other stories before Noah's flood. There are other civilizations had a flood story before Noah had it. So I don't, sometimes I wonder if Noah copied off of that. And I don't have my old history books where I could tell you which one to look at. But there are other flood stories other than Noah. And you can take that, if you have a chance, take an ancient history class. And you'll probably find those things out. The ancient history class that I took a few years back was very informative. And I cannot find the book. I wish I could, because there's, I want to, when I talk about Paul, I want to tell you that with the Roman soldiers, when a child was like 6 years, 6.5 years old, they took him from his family and put him in the camp to make him raise, grow up to be a soldier. And one of the things that the people over them did was to take that child for themselves as their lovers, make them grow up to be their lovers. So I hope that doesn't happen with our military. But nonetheless, if you get a chance, take an ancient history class, and that would help you along. Okay, so let's pick up. I start rambling. Sometimes when I ramble, I'll ramble and ramble and ramble. Let's pick up in verse 38. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day of Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field, and one of them taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other not. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour the Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house be broken into. Therefore, always be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not expect. You hear that? That's just like me coming down with this cold and hate, this fever. Yeah, you don't know when it's coming, but it's coming. So watch for God. We don't know when he's coming. Let's pick up in verse 45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find him doing. So, assuredly I say that he will make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken, then the master of that servant comes on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour that he is not aware of, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Chapter 25. Let's start. See how much more time. Oh, good Lord, I know that I will not read all of this in 5 minutes or less. Well, let's get started reading chapter 25. And perhaps we'll pick it up the next time wherever I leave off. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now five of them were wise and five were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. So go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose to trim their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our oil lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourself." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him into the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterwards, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." Well, let's close right here. And if it's God's will, we'll pick up here next time at chapter 25, verse 14. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for all things, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debt. Amen. We'll talk to you next time. I want you all to remember. Take God along with you wherever you go. And if it is God's will,
Father,
I'll talk with you next time.
Help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. Down, and I know he forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause his love and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful. The Jesus.
He won't let you down.